Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body.
Now, 7 after the hour. Hello. Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Jen had too much last night with the politics, so she begged off this morning, which makes good sense. Lots of things going on today. My son's 40th birthday. It's a good way to start. So people, I got a note from somebody who said, you flew all the way to Los Angeles to have just to have your son's birthday? Hello?
Yeah.
What are you, nuts? Of course. I'm coming out here in 2 weeks again to celebrate my birthday.
Right.
40 was actually a pretty good birthday for me. 30 was horrible. 40 was okay. I don't know how to pay a lot of attention to birthdays anymore. I certainly am not going to pay much attention to this one. It's just a number.
Why? It's your 50th.
Yes, it is. Hooray for me. All right, here's a scam you better look out for. We need Steve Wiseman to weigh in on this. College students and their parents finding themselves the victims of these phone scams. This particular scheme involves thieves impersonating an IRS office. They call you up. I'm Fred the IRS. Demanding payment for federal student taxes. There's no such thing as a federal student tax. But yet, there are people who are gullible and they're so afraid of the IRS. These people have really hit on something. As a matter of fact, taxpayers in the last couple of years have been bilked out of about $50 million in this scam. Here's the story of a young woman named Cassie Davis, senior at Quinnipiac University in Connecticut, who doesn't usually take unrecognized phone calls on her iPhone. But on the second ring, the scammer got to her, threatened her with arrest and the possibility of losing her college degree if she didn't pay up. She thought that she knew, I mean, under the circumstances, she was a journalism major and she did some research and she actually knew better. But she was so intimidated by the fake IRS agents that she called her parents and said, what do I do? So they paid $2,900 in a fake tax to a fake bank account. Good Lord, don't. The IRS doesn't call you on the phone. They don't.
No.
They don't call you on the phone. They send you a certified letter and they send somebody to your house. That's what they do.
They do? They send someone to your house?
They send somebody to your house. Yep.
Wow.
I'm speaking from experience.
Uh-oh.
they send somebody to your house. It was a long time ago, but I'm from the IRS, and I'm here to help. No, you're not here to help. That was a wonderful experience that I care not to experience again. Thank you very much. Speaking of experiences, Dr. Ken Kronos will be here with the medical news of the week in a few moments. In the meantime, the story of Ivan Valdez. I love telling these stories. And pretty much the best stories, obviously, are about people. So if I tell you, here's the story of this person or that person, you know is going to have some significant, the significance is for them and for you. In this circumstance, this guy came as an immigrant. I believe he's a Cuban. Came over in the Muriel boat lift and rose from cutting grass to managing the maintenance division at Miami International Airport. That's a pretty good job, pretty good gig, right? Yesterday, he was hauled into federal court and pled guilty to running a racket that stole millions and millions and millions of dollars in a light bulb procurement scam. And he, by the way, was working with one of the airport executives. They each made a couple of million bucks from inflated sales of stuff to the airport. It was completely,
wow.
It was smart, but he got caught because they were greedy. He might not have been caught if they stopped a year before they did.
Interesting.
But, I mean, that's the thing. When you do these things, I'm not trying to train you into being a criminal. But
are we going to have a lesson in pipe bomb building next?
No. Not on this, not here, but you know what I mean. It just,
yeah, I know what you mean.
People
yeah.
just, you see something, okay, I can get away with that. Let's do something else. And you just keep on and keep on and keep on. And it you're asking for it. When I had my trouble with the IRS, it was because somebody called the IRS who was a former employee, didn't like me. And what I had done was an honest mistake in a manner of speaking, but it was a mistake. And I got caught, not caught, but I, you know, recognized what I was doing. I paid, I think it was a $3,600 fine and whatever it was that I was supposed to have paid, and went on my merry way. But this guy, they would never have looked had this guy not been upset and called. And that more often than not, no matter what the regulatory agency, IRS is not alone, any of these, whether it's a local bureaucracy, a state or a federal bureaucracy, most of the time they never act. They react to somebody calling and squealing on you,
right,
or suggesting, you know, whistleblowers, whatever it is, that you're doing something wrong, and they feel obligated to check it out.
That's so interesting. I mean, I've heard of stories where people have gotten revenge on an ex or something like that reporting them to the IRS. I didn't know that it actually existed, but it happened to you. That's crazy.
Yeah, no, it does. It happens. So a word to the wise is sufficient. It's coming up on 13 past the hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus with this week's major medical news up next here.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He had his best year in 1990 when he finished third in NASCAR's top division. But the biggest of his 18 career wins came in 1986 when he won the Daytona 500.
You are with Jeff Bodine as he wins the 1986 Daytona 500.
So where is Jeffrey Bodine now? Jeff retired from racing in 2004, but returned in 2010 to make four starts over two seasons. Jeff's also put a lot of energy into his other venture, Bodine Bobsleds. His company's night train design has won six Olympic medals for the U.S., including two gold. Even when he's not behind the wheel, Jeff finds his way to victory lane. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How can you prepare yourself for a brighter future? Here's the two keys.
First, be learning, not learned. A diploma or certification isn't the end. It's the beginning. Don't rest on your laurels. Keep learning.
Learn from your successes, from your mistakes, from others, from books.
Learn anywhere and everywhere you can.
The second key to a brighter future is, don't just live and learn, apply it. Knowledge has no value. You gain from it by putting it to use.
So make time for learning, but only after you've asked an incredibly important question. Will you apply it? If not, don't waste your time.
The power in learning comes from living it. That leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Are you afraid your teenager will turn out to be a problem kid?
You're just a no-talent punk.
Well, you may be unwittingly increasing the odds of this happening. Here's the science of it. Between the ages of 11 and 15, parents change the way they manage their children. During this time, preteens and teens need a great deal of support and understanding. And unfortunately, parents become more and more negative toward their children.
No.
Because parents are so afraid their teenagers will turn into problem children, the least amount of teenage provocation parents overly frown, criticize, and correct even more.
Mm-mm, not like that, you're not.
What's the cheap psychological trick? When teens turn teens, parents expect them to cause trouble. And if you respond to them that way, you may get what you ask for. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
All right, 15 past the hour now, a tradition that is one of the things that I'm most proud of with regard to this program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is a medical expert, a great cardiologist, practices in Florida, a little town called Mount Dora. That doesn't mean because he's from a little town that he doesn't have hooch. Spokesperson for the American Medical Association, American Heart Association, and somebody who really is at the forefront, cutting edge of not only the cardiological things that are going on in our world, but also medical, and he's got the greatest tools and knows how to use those tools to figure out how things are going on in your body, or things that are going the way they're going, how they're going that way. So I pay attention to him when he gives us information. Here's a story about men who are at high risk for colon cancer, What are we? We're always interested in identifying a problem and offering to solve it, or what solutions may be. So you, it would seem here, have a solution to those who would be in the in harm's way when it came to potentially having a high rate of high risk for colon cancer.
Sure. And just to join the world of full disclosure, not a spokesperson for the American Medical Association.
Well, I thought you were. Oh, see, I gave you a boost.
Well, American Heart. We gotta make, you know, we don't want to.
Gotta be truth in advertising.
Absolutely. So okay. This is out in the medical journal Genetics and Medicine, because colorectal cancer, Doug, it's the third most common cancer in America, with almost 135,000 new cases reported each year. Amazingly, over 49,000 American deaths already in 2016. So it's a huge problem. Yeah. And there are things that all of us can do to lower the risk of having any of this. It's well known that healthy living can lower the odds for colon cancer, but the good news is that there's this genetically selected group of people who are at very high risk of colon cancer, and they too can join the crowd by lifestyle changes to dramatically lower the risk. So a healthy lifestyle for GI cancer risk reduction includes consuming less alcohol and red meat, consuming more fruits and vegetables, keeping weight under control, staying active with exercise, and avoiding smoking.
All right. It's always there. Get enough rest and avoid smoking. There, you always can hear, no matter what the problem, that's a one-way ticket to success. Get enough rest and no smoking. Okay, so speaking of rest, if you get enough rest, you're going to be more fertile if you're a man, it would seem.
This is interesting from the American Society for Reproductive Medicine annual meeting this week. Looking to get pregnant? Well, there may be a simple but important element you're overlooking, and that is sleep. And that's actually real sleep. Men who get too much or too little sleep, Doug, could face fertility issues. Men who clock less than 6 hours of sleep or more than 9 hours have the most difficulty impregnating their partners.
All right, here's something that is, I think, important, because you and I have both been there and are doing it. But as we get older, man, I'm going to tell you something, especially when you see the stats on people who are getting dementia, Alzheimer's, that kind of stuff. If you're not exercising as a way to get the blood around your body, you're foolish. And here's one more step on that ladder, I think.
Yeah. And this isn't even for people who've played football, Doug. This is out of the medical journal Neurology. More than 16 million people in America live with cognitive impairment. That is, you can't think or remember as well as you should. And one type called vascular cognitive impairment, in particular, it's caused by problems with blood supply to the brain. Scientists may have found a solution to prevent this memory decline in people with this condition in the form of just regular exercise. Vascular cognitive impairment, it's the second leading cause of dementia after Alzheimer's dementia. People with vascular cognitive impairment experience deterioration in mental abilities such as memory, thinking, problem solving, and language. And who doesn't know someone in that category as they get older? Mm-hmm. So just get them into an exercise program after the doctor says it's okay.
And using Superbeats in that exercise program will help get the blood to your brain even faster. Ken explains here.
Well, Superbeats helps you get the building blocks for nitric oxide. This is Nobel Prize winning information that nitric oxide is the third most important gas in the body after oxygen and carbon dioxide. It's like the garage door opener for the circulation. The red blood cells carry oxygen from head to toe as the fuel for burning energy. I use it often when I'm doing my strength training to get the blood flowing, and it's a wonderful way Olympic-grade athletes use it for their workouts.
800-655-4183, Superbeats. Order them today. Get on the bandwagon. Take Dr. Ken's advice. 800-655-4183.